Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Hey, you still busy?
Oh, I can handle it right now.
Okay. Okay, just wanted to make sure. So, Google Guaranteed, have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, you gave me a pretty good rundown last time.
Yeah. So, you know, just again, it's a separate program aside from what you're doing, but it is a pay-per-lead program. And the leads, like I mentioned to you before, they'll come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing them with anyone. It's just coming to you, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's requirements that they do require for the Google Guaranteed program. One is that you have at least 5 Google reviews, which you have 9. Great job on that. They do a background check. Okay, and all they're looking for really, Josh, is if you have any, like, misdemeanors, you know, or not misdemeanors, they're looking for felonies, right? They're not looking at misdemeanors, and they're not looking at DUIs. Now, for the tree service, I was taking a look. It looks like they do require, aside from, let me see, you're the 98290 zip code, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So for that, what they're requiring, it's a licensing. I think it's a general contractor, which I thought was kind of weird, but let me take a look. So they're requiring the certificate of liability insurance, and it's a Washington State general contractor registration. Do you have that?
I don't have the contractor's registration, though.
Okay. So that's the requirement. And basically, it's a $250 one-time application fee that you pay one time. You don't ever have to pay it again, okay? And that takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. But once you get approved from Google, then we would just follow up with you, let you know you've been approved, and then ask you when you want us to turn on your leads. So the only thing that really you would need is just that registration license.
Okay.
Have you ever inquired about that, the Washington State General Contractor Registration?
No, I have not. I mean, it's a pretty simple process. I've lived in it a little bit, actually, but pretty simple. Just haven't done it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say once you get that, right, then we would just go ahead and start the process for you. The only thing you would be paying, of course, is, like I said, the application fee, which is $250. And, you know, depending on how fast you fill out the application, how quickly you respond to the background check is how fast you can get approved. We always give the timeline of 4 to 8 weeks. Your minimum monthly budget would be $487, and that's going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. So basically, your leads are costing you $37.33. But the kicker on it, if you remember me mentioning to you, is let's say somebody called you to do a kitchen remodel, which is completely outside of your service scope, Google is going to credit that lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified. If they called you outside of the service area, right, that you service, it's an unqualified lead. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, right, which I have never seen that happen, but let's say, Josh, you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in your budget is actually going to roll over to the next month, which means that following month, all you're going to be charged is just for the lead that you received the month before, $37.33. And you can pause those leads at any time. If you want to shut them off, you call us. We shut them off. And when you want them back on, you would just need to call us to get them turned back on. Okay?
Okay. I do have two felonies, so I don't know if I'm going to stop it.
How long ago were the felonies?
One of them was,
because I know they go back as far as 7 years.
Yeah, the other one's past that. And then the other one's recent. I just got it last year. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Something I didn't even do, but just took the
crap for it. You know what? Listen, Josh, it happens to all of us. My husband's taken the rap back in the day when he wasn't always, you know, hanging around with the right crowd or, you know, whatever the case, his own cousin, you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, and it's a personal experience. My husband took the rap for his cousin because he'd be looking at a lot more time than my husband. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, and sometimes I was talking to a guy, he was just guilty by association, something that happened in high school, and the guy's like in his 50s now. But for whatever reason, it's still on there. So that would be the only two things, you know. I would say give it a couple more years. You said that there's a recent one, right?
Yeah, it was just last year.
Yes.
Pretty much, exactly.
Okay, and it's a felony. Are you able to ever get it dropped to a misdemeanor?
I'm actually going to close the case out as soon as I'm done with probation. We're going to close the case
on
it. Oh, good. Then I can work on getting it taken off my record.
Yeah, but. I would work on that. Yeah, absolutely. But it's an excellent program. Just unfortunately, they wouldn't qualify you because of the recent felony, right? And because you need, of course, the licensing. But it's always something to revisit later because I think it'd be a great program for you. It's just that they require those requirements. And it's only because I'll tell you, they put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. Okay?
Gotcha.
So for that reason. Okay?
Well, the other thing I want to talk about is the Facebook advertising. I haven't seen anything from that.
Not too much coming from that.
I looked the page up and there's like no activity on it.
Okay.
No likes, no comments, nothing like that.
Okay. I would suggest this. I'm going to have the team review your Facebook account, right? What I would encourage is that if you can, when you complete a job, try to post that on your Facebook page too. But I'm going to have the team also take a look at your account to see if there's something else we can do to revamp it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to work on getting some pictures and stuff, but I do want to revamp the website, get my own pictures on my own website. You know, none of those people are me or none of that being the work I'm doing. And the big thing I see is that you guys have pictures of stump grinding and, like, some sod laying and stuff like that, but my main focus is tree work.
Okay.
Not necessarily grinding stumps and anything like
that.
Yeah,
let's kind of go over that then. Give me 1 second. Because I'm going to notate it on here. Let me notate on here. Okay, so let's go to, I'm going to actually have them, let me see here.
And then one of the phone numbers on the website is 555-555-5555. That's not the right phone number.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah,
hold on. Let me look.
Very bottom, I believe.
Let me take a look. the website I'm looking at, it shows 425-654-2700 on your business logo, 212-0294.
Yeah, at the very bottom of the website is where I saw the 555-555 number. But
I don't see it.
Oh, it's
I don't see that 555. Are you talking about the one that we created, right?
The website you created, yes.
I'll have them take a look at it, but I'm looking at it now. I don't see a 555-555 number. I just see those two numbers, the one in your business logo. But I'll still have them look at it. What else is it on the website? I'm looking at forestry, mulching, lot clearing, mulching services, residential tree services, residential stump grinding, patio installation. What do you want me to remove on there?
Can you say that again?
Okay. These are the services that I see listed. Forestry, mulching, lot clearing, mulching services, patio installation, residential tree services, and then residential stump grinding.
I just really want, tree service, stump grinding, the forest and molting and stuff and go. The focus is like lemming, chopping, pruning,
Okay. So what I'm going to put on here, also on his website, would like the services to be focused on tree service and stump grinding, or not so much?
Yeah, it's about fine.
Okay, what about the forest mulching, forestry mulching? You want that removed?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's looking up forestry mulching.
What about lot clearing?
Yeah, I want lot clearing on there. I'll do that.
Okay, no mulching services at all, right?
Yeah, people aren't really, they only look up mulching anyways. They look up chipping.
Yeah, okay, so, all right. And then what's this other one I see? What about the patio installation?
Yeah, we do that. Those are a lot.
Okay. So what I'm going to tell them is completely remove the mulching.
Yeah, there's anything focused on tree work, like pruning, popping,
uh-huh,
clearing, you know, those type of things.
Okay. So I'm going to have them call you so that they can review all of this with you. And I'm going to put here, please remove the forestry mulching and mulching services, period. Him to review accounts and my site. Okay, perfect. So I sent that message over to them so that way they can review everything with you and make those changes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. It was so nice talking with you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.